Welcome to Soul of an Empath, the podcast that helps empaths to feel loved, seen, heard, and understood in all areas of your life. Now here's your host, Tiffany Cano.
Hi, welcome back to another Soul of an Empath podcast. I'm Tiffany Cano. Today we have Linda Manning, who is a fellow healer and intuitive here with Inner Clarity Consulting. Let me tell you a little bit about Linda. She's a coach, a healer, a spiritual adventurer with over 25 years of experience helping clients transform their lives. She heals at a deep level by tapping into guided wisdom, which allows clients to finally understand the why things happen in their lives so that they can release the past and create a happier life. Linda is the founder of Inner Clarity Consulting, where she teaches courses on intuition and shares her powerful three-step process for coaches and healers so they can take their own clients deeper. She hosts the podcast, Trust Your Wisdom. And I've actually been a guest on that one. So
you sure have.
Yeah. So this will be fun. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Tiffany. It was a lot of fun to interview you on my podcast. I'm very excited to be here today.
Everyone stay tuned because she has a gift for us that she's going to share at the end about the three secrets to boosting your intuition. All right. Well, Linda, can you give us an insight as to what had you step into being a healer?
The short version I would say was I was looking for love. And, you know, I was in my 20s and not finding the relationship of my dreams and feeling pretty lonely and empty from that. I had actually been introduced to Reiki years earlier, but I've been like, yeah, whatever. People's hands were warm. I didn't think that much of it. And then all of a sudden one day I felt this calling to get Reiki certified, like immediately. And I had to look it up. I'm like, where do I go? I don't even know. And so I ended up getting Reiki 1 certified and then did absolutely nothing with it. And about a year later, I was meeting someone, a coach of mine in a building that I'd never been in. And there was a sign that said Reiki 2, like weekly sessions. I was like, that's it. I'm going to start doing that. And I just became obsessed and I started doing this energy healing work like 3 or 4 times a week. I'd go to these different groups and practice. And that's when I started to really feel a lot of energies and pick up things on people energetically. And often I would get information or messages for them when I was working on them. But I was like, am I making this up? Like, I just remember I had my hands on this one woman. I was like, wow, I think she's having problems with her boyfriend. But I was having some problems with my boyfriend. So I was like, maybe it's me. And I talked to her afterwards. And sure enough, she was having problems with her boyfriend. So it just kept going. And then I felt my next big calling, I wanted to go to healing school. And I looked at a couple different healing schools. I looked at Barbara Brennan's healing school. And again, someone from my Reiki group mentioned in passing, I never saw her again. It was like these messages would just come to me about a healing school that was out in California called, the School of Energy Mastery. And I just felt this like such a pull that I ended up going. It was like, 2 weeks in California at a time. It was like a year and a half program. It really changed my life.
And how long ago was that?
That was in 1997.
Nice. I remember when I was in college, I would go to these weekly Reiki circles and I was trained there and I, would be doing these healings for service, once a week. And it's like a great place to start for so many people, I think.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it was a very gentle way to learn it and to start to build my confidence and build my sense, my ability to sense and pick up things.
Mm-hmm. And then as you were starting to get the downloads and do some channeling, what was that experience like for you?
Ooh, such a juicy question. I think like many people, at first you're like, am I making this stuff up? because we think that we have these imaginations and maybe we're making it up, but sometimes I would get information that there was no way, like it wasn't even reflective of who I am and my personality. You know, like I remember specifically, I was talking to someone, she was asking about whether she and her boyfriend would end up getting married. And on a personality level, because I knew her, I'm like, it's never going to happen, right? It's not happening. And I said, well, let me tap in and find out. And so I tapped in and I literally saw him on a white horse, like riding towards her. And I'm like, oh my God, this is totally going to happen. And it was such a shock to me. I was so shocked that I was like, I did not make this up, because that's not a usual vision for me. And it was so different from what my personality thought.
And that's a big distinction, people, because at this egoic personality incarnated soul level, we might have our own ideas and thoughts about something. But until we release that and like actually connect up with source and our higher soul and get those intuitive messages, it might not be accurate or only partially accurate. I just wanted to highlight how great that was, that you just took a pause and said, wait, you know, let me actually get clear.
A lot of what I learned at healing school was to get out of the way that I am not the healer. It was actually, that was, I swear, like most of the curriculum was get out of the way and allow the healing to come through you.
Yes. And it showed up symbolically, like him coming in on this white horse. Like sometimes intuition can be very symbolic. And when you're out of the way like that, it's easy to interpret it. So how else does your intuition and downloads appear or feel or sound to you?
You know, one of the things is that I really always thought of intuition as being clairvoyant, being able to see things. Mm-hmm. And I would be studying with groups of people like at healing school, other places. And there would be, you know, tons of people going, oh, I see this red light and I see this yellow light. And I'm like, oh, I don't see any of that. And so I really sort of doubted, like, well, I wanted it. I'm going to admit it. Like I was jealous. I'm like, I want to see those cool colors. But for me, it was more like, I know this is harder for younger people, but there used to be things called slides that you put into a slide projector. and when a slide goes in, it like clicks down the full, you see the whole picture all of a sudden. And that's more what it was like for me. It was like, I would suddenly have a full picture or a knowing, and it wasn't colors and it wasn't, but it was just like this. I don't know how else to describe it. It would like, it dropped in and I would know what it meant.
This claircognizant moment, that divine knowing.
Yeah. And so over time, I really became appreciative of the gifts that I had of that claircognizance. And I gave up the need to have clairvoyance. But that took years. I can tell you, I was really jealous for a while. And now it comes in a lot of different ways. I mean, that's what's so interesting. Working with intuition over so many years, like all of the different senses sometimes come up. Sometimes I hear things. Sometimes I see things. I don't so much taste things, I don't think, but I think some people do. I'm very kinesthetic too. So when I'm working on people, I often feel stuff in my body. So when I say, you know, tap into where in your body you feel that, like I can feel it, what's happening in their body, in my body. But I will say that I've learned over time, and this is something I would share with anybody, like to protect myself. I remember this one dramatic moment where I was working on someone and ended up throwing up, because I just taken on all of her crap into my body. And I was like, you know, I don't feel like I need to do that anymore. So I negotiated and I said, I get to protect myself. And my request is that I feel it just enough to know, just for the information. And then I release it. It's not mine.
Good job.
Thank God. Haven't thrown up from healing since then.
When I was young and I didn't have energetic boundaries, I used to take on other people's stuff too. Like if they had an ache or a pain or felt stress or fear, like I could feel it in my body. It wasn't until like probably mid-20s and higher that I even discerned that it wasn't mine to begin with.
Yeah.
Now, when you work with people, do you do it distantly, in person, hands-on, hands-off? Can you give a little more idea about that?
Yeah. So, you know, I used to work mostly hands-on. I had a table, or I would put people in a chair, and some of it would literally be hands-on or working near, hands near, like with people's energy. But even before COVID and all that, I had already, because I have clients like in California, I live in Boston. So I had already started doing a lot of remote work. And even way back when, I used to do phone healings. And it always kind of amazed me that in some ways, it could be even more powerful. I mean, it just seems crazy, but there's a certain way I'll just tune into someone when I'm like on the phone with them or whatever. And, you know, energy is non-local. We can work with it anywhere. Now, these days, I pretty much don't see anybody in my house. That might change again. We can hope. But yes, my work's by Zoom.
For me, I think it's easier to not be in person with them because it's like I'm more zoomed out or something. It's not in my face. It's like out there. So I totally feel you, sister.
At first I was like, how can this be? But it does work. It's just amazing. And there are ways that it can actually be easier and in some ways maybe more powerful.
And when you're facilitating healing, what types of things do you help with?
You know, a lot of my healing clients have either relationship challenges or parenting. I have three kids. So I work with parents a fair amount too, of like, you know, helping to understand all of the teachings that our children bring us.
That's a good way to put it.
Yes, they are. They're our little divine teachers that push all of our buttons. And that's all for our growth and learning. But that's the same with like in relationships with spouses. I don't tend to do couples work. I've done it sometimes, but I think that's a specialty. But I will work with someone who's challenged in a relationship because I believe that our relationships can be one of the most powerful mirrors, one of the greatest learning tools. Again, our partners trigger us. And that can be for our growth and development if we choose to look at it that way. Or work relationships too. I mean, it's not always like personal relationships. It can be challenges at work as well. But usually people want some change in their life, right? So it could be that they're dissatisfied with work. And I don't do career counseling, but we can look energetically. Is there something you can shift in the energy to actually make your current work better? Or how do we align you to the work you're meant to do? And help pave the road so it's easier for you to find that next thing? Or how do we get rid of the blocks and barriers that are blocking you from your success or from getting what you really want? So it, depending on the person, it can work in different ways.
Very good. And how have you been able to manage the whole work-life family balance? I mean, because you had a corporate career for a long time and then, you know, kind of gently transitioned. So can you talk a bit about that?
I don't know if I've mastered it yet, but I'll do my best to talk about it. So to me, like the healing work is, I don't want to say it's not optional, but it's kind of not optional. Like when I don't do healing work, I feel depressed because there is something very magical for me. Like when I'm in that mode, it not only heals the other person, but I feel like I'm graced, I'm blessed. If I'm connecting to divine wisdom, it comes through me and I love that feeling. And yes, I could do it for myself, but I actually find it easier to really bring it in for somebody else.
Me too. Yeah. Like, though we can do it for ourselves, it's nice to be able to receive it from somebody else. And when we facilitate it for others, we're not attached to their stuff and they're not attached to ours. So it's just easier to release and let it go, I think.
Yes, you're totally right. And that's why I've always said, like, the worst healings I've ever done for sure are with my husband, because I am not unattached to the outcome. And so I'm not a good healer for him.
How has that dynamic worked? Like, is he supportive of your healing and spiritual aspirations?
Yeah. So I'm super, well, I would say I'm lucky that way. And it was definitely an intentional pick because my old boyfriend, not so much. So yeah, my husband's really, really, he's like my main champion. He's really supportive and he is fine with me, you know, oh, you want to go to Peru traveling to see the shaman? Sure, honey, go ahead. So yeah, I'm really, really lucky that way. But when I was in healing school, actually, they had a workshop called Divine Marriage, and you could invite your partner. And so I invited him and he was willing to come, which was one of my criteria. If he had said no, that would have been so, but he said yes. And he came and he like fully participated. And it was such a beautiful heart-opening experience. Really, honestly, one of the highlights of my life that I was like, okay, I guess I could marry this guy. And I think, you know, it's really hard. I deal with a lot of people who have partners who aren't so supportive.
What advice would you give for in that situation?
Yeah, well, you know, there's, of course, it's going to vary situation by situation, but broadly what I would say, because I would say that there's a fair number of people that I work with who are in that. One is, you know, we have to be true to ourselves. And if you give over your power and yourself to another person, any other person, you suffer. And it's really important to stand for yourself. They don't have to believe what you believe. I don't think every partner has to be on a spiritual path just because you are. But you need to believe what you believe. You need to align to what is true for you and not let someone else get you off your path. And that can be challenging sometimes, but the price that people pay if they don't do that is very big. It often comes up in illness. You often see people sick because they've been pushing themselves down. They've been disconnecting from their true, the source of our health. And so, you know, it's really so important, I think, to follow your own path and hope that your spouse comes along.
Yes, everyone grows at their own pace, their own rate. We can't force them to grow faster, even though there have been times I'm guilty where I wish that, you know, of people that I care about would just like, just get the lesson. But then it's like, okay, connect just to my own, you know, source and shift back into love and acceptance.
You know, but that is such a good point, Tiffany, because it's so hard once we've mastered something to not want everyone in our lives to master that too, or to get it. And everyone's ready when they're ready. Like we're only ready when we're ready.
And I want them to get it so they stop freaking suffering. You know, it's like, there's such an easier way. Here, I'll lead you to the water, but horsey, you've got to drink it, man. I can't make you drink.
Here's your head. You will drink.
Yeah, taking this 1,000-pound animal and trying to make him drink. Nah.
But I think it is really important to not feel like your spouse or your friends or your whoever have to change. Because if we feel like, well, I can't be who I am until they change, we're giving away our power. Where's your power then? It's in them. It's in circumstances. And that is not a good way to live. It's like, no, you get to align to yourself. And I go like this a lot because to me, that's my experience of it. It's like the alignment comes from divine and right through. And I can feel it like in my body when I'm really aligned versus like I'm pushing or I'm backing away, right? It's like, no, I want to just be right here connected.
Yes, yes, yes. I totally can relate and 100% support what you just said. So what advice could you give our fellow empaths?
I'm such a big, big fan of energetic protection because can I share a story? So it takes me back to the Reiki days. So, right, I did Reiki 1, I did Reiki 2, and then I decided to become a Reiki master. And there's different ways to be a Reiki master. And one was the fast way, which is the weekend workshop. And so I was like, I'm going to do the weekend workshop. So it was a great class. There's my dog doing everything. It was a great class. It was amazing. I saw, actually at the time, I would not have articulated this, but it was true. Like I actually saw like Buddha and Jesus like supporting me and it completely freaked me out. I'm like, oh my God, who am I to have them support me? But they've come up since then. So now I'm like, oh, better about it. But it was an incredible weekend and I felt amazing. And then all sorts of crap started happening to me. And I just remember like I was walking across the parking lot, tripped over nothing and fell and skinned my knee. And then I got an infection. And then I started and like just one thing after another was like weird stuff was just happening. And so I went to a healer and I'm like, what is happening? I just had this amazing workshop and now I feel like crap. And she said, all your energetic boundaries are down. Like I had through this expansion, like I had broken through all my boundaries and I was just picking up stuff right, left and center. And so we put up the boundaries again, did this process with light and stuff. And instantly everything changed. Like it all got better, right? Or like that. And so any doubt that I had that we can pick up stuff energetically, that it's real, Like that totally, I would never question it after that. I know it's real. And so empaths, of course, are people who are more sensitive than others. I think everyone picks it up on some level, but some people are very dense. You might not realize it, or it might take years to get through. I don't know. But empaths are not dense. They're very sensitive and pick up things very quickly. And that's a gift and it's a blessing. And it's so beautiful because then you actually can figure out what's going on around you. But if you don't protect yourself, then it can become the sort of flip side of that gift. It can be weighty and cause problems like I had, or other problems or illnesses or other things, or exhausting, or then you feel like you have to hide. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good advice. And so I can resonate with what you were saying. I've had moments too, where I've had like this spiritual blessing or a Shakti pot that like really heightened my growth. And then it was like, oh, we also need to allow for healthier energetic boundaries to support this next spiritual level that is being birthed in me.
Oh, I love how you said that. Yes, that's exactly it. It's like the evolution as we evolve as people, as humans, as healers, then we also have to evolve. It's like if you grew all of a sudden, your clothes don't fit anymore, right? So as you grow energetically, like your energetic protection gets to grow as well.
Yes. So I know we could probably talk for a very long time. And I actually would like for us to have some chats offline. I'd like to have more spiritual, intuitive friends in my life. So I foresee that for us. So tell everyone about your free gift.
I want to throw in a second thing. It's a pretty short video course that I created on just to help jumpstart you on your intuition. And so I know that probably a lot of you are already intuitive, or, you know, if you've worked with Tiffany, then I know you're intuitive, but, you know, but if you want to just, maybe it's a refresh on the basics or learn some new things about intuition. So I have a little mini course that I'm offering for free. So you can check out Tiffany's website for that. But in addition, coming up at a date soon to be determined, I'm doing a 5-day challenge called Energetic Protection for Spiritual Seekers. And it really is. We're going to look at each day some different ways to protect ourselves energetically. So that's also free. And Tiffany's willing. I'll put a link.
Is that on your innerclarity.biz website?
You can find it that way. And I have a link directly to sign up for it. So you'll know when it's happening.
Okay. And then for your 3 secrets to boosting your intuition, tell us about that.
Oh, I can't tell you about that. It wouldn't be secrets.
Okay. Well, tell us how we can find or gain access.
That's right. It's actually a blank video and you just have to guess you have to intuit what the secrets are.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, no. So there's, again, there'll be a link in the show notes and just go to that. And as soon as you go to that, you just sign up and then you'll have a video link directly sent to you. So very easy. And it's only about, I think it's less than half an hour. So I like to keep things, I like micro learning. I like little bits of learning that are easy to absorb. And, you know, Tiffany mentioned that I have a background in the corporate world, which is certainly true, many years. And my background is in learning and development. So I have designed and taught leadership courses and all kinds of courses for many, many years. So I do feel comfortable in that zone. So I think you can feel comfortable that you'll get some good value from it.
And if they wanted to listen to your podcast episodes, where would they go for that?
What a great question, Tiffany. Yes. So Trust Your Wisdom is my podcast. So you can look up Trust Your Wisdom podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcast, or really most places that have podcasts. And you should definitely listen to the one where I interviewed Tiffany if you want to hear more about her.
Thank you. Awesome. Well, I appreciate you joining me today, and I look forward to exploring, you know, how things unfold in your life, and we'll continue touching base even after this episode. So much love and blessings to you and to my audience. I love you guys. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you so much, Tiffany.
Bye for now. Much love.
Thank you for listening to Soul of an Empath with Tiffany Cano. If you enjoyed this show, please rate and recommend it on Apple Podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you are listening to it. You can get more information from soulofanempath.com. May you be blessed with love, health, peace, joy, spiritual oneness, prosperity, and abundance. So be it. So be it. So be it.